Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Yay, yay, yay. Hello, church. I know you think you're a center for spiritual living, but we're going to have a little bit of church up in here this morning. And so I say, hello, church, and I start church as we start church, which is with the knowing, the understanding, the knowledge that as God is all there is, that I am one with that, you are one with that, and that means that there is a oneness that permeates everything that transpires right here, right now in this place. I know, I declare, and I accept that what we are embarking on is a heart-to-heart communication. And for this, I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful and I'm humbled and I am humbly grateful as I say thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this opportunity and for this we-ness that continues to evolve and involve ourselves with, in, as, and through the particular face of God that we call love. Ashe, amen, amen, aho, and so it is. And again, I said we're going to start with a little church in here today. And so in that, I want to read just a small verse. This is from the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah is one of the prophets. And in this book of Isaiah, in the 40th chapter, there is the 31st verse, which says, "But they who wait for the Lord..." They that wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall grow wings as a dove. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, I just want to point out to you that this is the Aramaic version of the Bible. We know that in the King James Version, it says, they shall grow wings as eagles, right? But here it says, they shall grow wings as doves. And doves represent what? Somebody say it. Peace. They shall be the peacemakers. You shall be called the peacemakers. And so I want to start by thanking you, each and every one of you, for the work and the consciousness that you have established in this place. I want to remind you, because I know that there is a place in your heart where you already know. I know that there is a place in your soul, and this month's theme is the soul's call. I know that there is a place in your soul, no matter where you stand on any of the spectrums, that you know that you are the way we got here. You are the way we got here. We are collectively the way we got here. So now I need you to give yourself a round of applause. I need you to know that you are applauding for yourself, that you are applauding for your own yes to be an agent of evolutionary change, because that's what time it is. That is what time it is. I want to remind you, and maybe you didn't know this, but these themes that we use are written a year ago, right? This thing, this idea that we would be talking about the soul's call and what's evolution without love, this happened over a year ago. Right? And I know this because I've written some of these things, and they send you a little note and they say, your talk is due. And you haven't sent it in yet. And in my mind, in my kind of timing that I use, I'm like, It's for next year. I got plenty of time, but that's not how it works, right? So what we know is that a year ago, there was this idea that we should look at this question of what is evolution without love? The short answer is nada. Zip, zilch, zero, nothing. In other words, you cannot have evolution, some people like to say, without love, period. I'm not going to give you any scientific explanation as to why that's true, right? So you're going to have to trust that that's true. But really, you got to ask yourself, you got to go within and ask that within you that knows, is that true? Let me know what you come up with. We're going to look today against the backdrop of what we call our Declaration of Principles. And the particular stanzas that we're going to keep weaving in our minds that I'm inviting you to consider and to think about is that we believe in God, the living Spirit Almighty. Yes? I said we do in church. We believe that all people are individualizations of the one Spirit. Yes? All right, we believe in the eternality, the immortality, and the continuity of the individual soul. And this is the evolutionary piece here that Ernest Holmes wrote right in there. Forever and ever, come on, say it if you know it, expanding. Can we say evolution? Evolution. We believe the ultimate goal of life to be a complete emancipation from all discord. I talk of every nature, and that everyone gets that. The way he said it is, this goal shall be attained by all. And finally, we believe that we are, and I'm skipping apart, going to the last line, we are surrounded by this creative mind which receives the direct impress of our thought and
acts upon it.
That's the 'cause I said so peace. Why are we going to have peace on earth? Because I said so. Because my consciousness has brought that, is bringing that in to being. These are amazing and wonderful times that we are living in. And I really want you to understand that you, right here in this community that is CSL Santa Rosa, you bear a large part of both the responsibility and the creativity of where we stand in the world, but more specifically, where we stand in Centers for Spiritual Living. What is she talking about? Well, as it turns out, all of this stuff that we're doing right now, the fact that there is, right, a SMSE, a spiritually motivated, socially engaged committee started right here. Y'all shaking your head. Yeah, really? Okay, yes. It started with Reverend Dr. Edward teaching contemporary issues, right? See, you thought when you agreed, because I know you all had to agree, you thought that when you agreed to have the School of Ministry here, that, oh, yeah, we're going to make some money up in here. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And you were right about that. But also, Dr. Edward got to teach contemporary issues. And then, Reverend Dr. Francione developed and beta tested right here, Psychology 606, Diversity in Ministry. And then Reverend Dr. Kim Kaiser introduced us to the idea of dialogue. This is 2012 I'm talking about. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on where you stand on this issue, he chose race and race relations as the topic. Hey, come on. And then, as if that was not enough, y'all graduated, nine of us, in 2014, and we called ourselves the Numinous Nine, right? And you shot us out into the world. I am saying you because even though you may not think of yourselves as being part of the School of Ministry, the campus that was here, what do we know? Consciousness creates. It is your consciousness that attracted these activities that have now blossomed so righteously. And we had some, what do they call these people? They call them people who aid and abet, right? So we were aided and abetted by people like Tara Steele. We were aided and abetted by Martha McCabe. We were aided and abetted by Julie Schmidt and Jerry Carter, right? Ha! Yeah, thank you. This is quite a month that we have going on here and quite a weekend. This is Pride Month, right? Pride Month is the celebration of the liberation of LGBTQI, and there are maybe some additional initials, and I'm not trying to either be funny. I'm just wanting to let you know that I'm not deliberately excluding anyone. Right? So Pride Month celebrates freedom. It celebrates freedom. It celebrates coming out from under persecution. We don't use those kind of words in New Thought. But, you know, tell the truth. Call a thing, right? This is the first Sunday after COVID restrictions lifted. Yay! Yay! Yesterday was Juneteenth, which has now been declared a federal holiday. It is Father's Day. It is Father's Day, which was started, by the way, by Daddy's Girl, right? Samora Dodd in 1909 started Father's Day. We have the opportunity, and I submit the responsibility, to consciously continue to evolve our society, our culture, and the world through the power and authority of this thing called science of mind or religious science. Not to end what's going on in this little tight time period, tomorrow is the first day of summer. Mm-hmm. The first day of summer, longest day of the year, meaning it is the day in which we have the most amount of light. And we know that metaphysically, light represents an expansion of consciousness. Light represents truth. Light represents saying yes to creating a world that works for all. Evolution without love is called eugenics. Right? I'm not going to, again, drill down into that. I will just tell you that I recently got hooked on a show called Orphan Black. It's on Amazon Prime. And Orphan Black is about some women who were cloned. Now, I was fascinated and amazed and liked it because I like science fiction, but also because these strong women characters, by the way, all played by one actress. All the clones were played by one actress. And even in that, there is the demonstration of what Ernest Holmes called the multiplicity in the oneness. They're clones, right? So they're all supposed to be the same. But what I want to tell you is that except for the fact that they looked alike, and some of them had a particular medical anomaly that was problematic, they were all individualized expressions of spirit. But in that show, they talk about how the way they came to be clones is that there were eugenicists who were trying to create this perfect thing out of what they thought was perfect humanity. Eugenics has served humanity to take it down the road towards backwardsness and ignorance and discrimination and prejudice and bias. The book of John, 13th chapter, 34th and 35th verse, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye love one another. And by this, by the way that you love one another, you shall be known as my disciples. What? Disciple? Me? Yes, you. Right? We had that little ditty. Me? Yes, you. Me? Yes, you. Disciple. We are disciples of the divine. Again, this is, you know, in this thing called religious science, so science of mind, sometimes I feel like there's a little bait and switch going on, right? You know, because we have this very intellectual philosophy. We have this philosophy that is always anchored in principle, that you can always point to the exact and specific law and detail that verifies that which we are speaking of, right? And then the heart gets engaged. That's the switch up. Then your heart gets engaged. And then you start experiencing and feeling the thing in a whole new way. Then you understand a little bit better what Ernest Holmes was talking about when he said, love is the self-givingness of the spirit through the desire of life to express itself in terms of creation, evolution. Can we say evolution?
Evolution.
Evolution. Emerson tells us that love is a synonym for God. Our opportunity, our responsibility, and our requirement is to figure it out. To figure out how we are going to make it work. Did I say make it work? Let me switch that up right now. How we get to allow it to work. How do we allow spirit to reveal itself to us, in us, through us? And we say this, this is our stuff. Didn't nobody come in here and say, y'all got to believe this? We said, I believe that God works in, through, and as me. In, through, and as me, ask and ye shall receive. Ask, what is it that is uniquely, divinely, perfectly, and impeccably mine to do? And that's what we're going to do a little bit of in our workshop, by the way. You call your diversity and inclusion group being and belonging. Being and belonging. How precious is that? And what an affirmation is that, right? In case you haven't heard me yet, I just want you to know that you can't point fingers and say, look what Reverend Edward's doing up in there, right? Because you know when you point, right, there's three fingers pointing back to you. This is indeed a collective activity. Evolution is the moving forward of life. I got to tell you, for a long time, I didn't think it was going to happen. You know, I didn't. My faith got weak and waned. I didn't think that these spiritual principles like equity and justice were really ever going to come to the light of day, the light of the day that we have tomorrow with the first day of summer. And then along came COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the sequestering in our homes, we couldn't turn away from the climate change, right? When they showed pictures of cities that had clear skies for the first time in decades. Because we weren't out in it, messing it up. We could not turn away from the public execution of George Floyd. We could not turn away from the health disparities that were evidenced by the disproportionate numbers of deaths in Black and brown communities. We could not turn away. Huh. I know that personally, I felt some kind of way through much of that. And I'm saying some kind of way because I know you felt some kind of way too. What I know is that the undergirding of that some kind of way is what we call fear, right? But what we also know is that every time my fear pops up, I put my faith on top of it. And so that is in no small measure what we are being asked to do. Evolution is a process of change. This is from the dictionary. A process of change in a certain direction. Now, that's what the dictionary said. I didn't add that. It is, these are, you know how they give you multiple definitions, a process of gradual and relatively peaceful social, political, and economic advance. I think I need to say that part again. Evolution, a process of gradual and relatively peaceful, social, political, and economic advance. That is what we are charged with. Barbara Marx Hubbard invited us to consider that perhaps we might be conscious evolutionaries. I made up the evolutionaries part. She said conscious evolution, period. And she says, what if after unfolding unconsciously for billions of years, we are now in the process of becoming self-aware, and for the first time, we can intentionally choose our future expression. Now, if that ain't some religious science, I don't know what is. Church, what you say? Can we get an amen? Amen. She then wrote a book called 52 Codes for Conscious Self-Evolution. And in that she says, the purpose is to be able to live your daily life in such a way that you both lift yourself and others. You become a beneficial presence on the planet. The Christ, again, pure religious science here. We say the Christ resides within. You know, all those people out there shouting and hollering about, you know, I got Jesus, and, you know, Jesus is my Savior. We turn our little noses up. Ah! Nah. Mm-mm. Christ lives within me. Ha, really? Do you believe that? Guess what? It's time to show up and show out. Mm-hmm. The Christ, our Spirit of God, is present within or as the consciousness of every one of the past ages, of the present, and of those who still appear to our sight. There has never been a need for greed, lust, miserliness, hoarding, stealing, or marauding, except that humanity lost their awareness of the Christ within. That is from Joel Goldsmith, Living the Infinite Way. I want you to know that we got this, that we got this. That when the thing comes on the news that scares you, that you go, what? That you remember that there is a Christ within and that you are a conscious evolutionary. And put your consciousness on it. Spread what you know to be the truth on the thing. You've gotten us this far. You've gotten us this far. The old church sings a song, I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. God has never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
I want to, I'm mimicking Reverend Edward from last week, and so I noticed that he read a prayer. I'm not going to read from your book. I'm going to read from 365 Days of Richer Living. Ah, and this is for today, for June 20th. I do want to just add this little footnote that I thought was just fabulous in this time that we are kind of wrestling a little bit with these terms like patriarchy. And I get that it can be a little scary when we're talking about changing up the whole thing, changing up and moving to a place of equity. But in a sweet, sweet way, Reverend Dr. Edward Villume planted that seed last week when he was talking about Randy Pausch and The Last Lecture, which is absolutely one of my favorite books. But that piece that he talked about with the person driving by and seeing the man driving the car who was diagnosed with having a terminal illness, but he was driving his car being in the joy of the moment, being in the love of the moment, being in the light and the grace of the moment. And I offer to you letting his feminine face of God just hang all out. That is what Randy does in that book, The Last Lecture. And why am I bringing this? I'm bringing this because I want us to understand that when we're talking about change and growth and having a new thing, we're not talking about anything but acknowledging the fullness of who we are individually and collectively, that we are the feminine and the masculine face of God, and we get to get back to that. And I am a growing mind in an unlimited God. That's what it says right here. The life of man is a self-evolving circle, which from a ring imperceptibly small rushes on all sides outward to new and larger circles and without end. Emerson. I decide to grow in wisdom and in understanding. I'm going to do like Reverend Edward did. I invite you to close your eyes and hear this. I decide to grow in wisdom and in understanding. I decide to give up the half-truth and base my whole life upon the one truth which forever imparts itself to me. No more good and evil. No more right and wrong. God alone is good and truth alone is right. I refuse to stagnate at any intellectual level of knowledge, for all true wisdom comes from growth with understanding. What I now know is merely the doorstep to what I shall know. Greater ideas of God come to me each moment, and these cause me to walk forward with consistent enlargement of consciousness. I thank God that I can grow in his ways. The seed falls into the ground and dies in order that the plant may appear. I let every area of my subconscious become the soil of a larger life. I declare that every idea that I now have shall die, that greater ideas shall appear and thereby make me a greater expression of life. I thoroughly enjoy growing in grace and in truth. And so it is. And so what I know and continue to affirm, confirm, and express that God, the good to which there is no opposite, absolutely resonates in, as, and through each one of us as wholeness, as love, as life made more perfect by our own self-declaration and self-evidencing of it. I declare that any place within this congregation and any person touched by this community, that there is any separation in the form of illness, that healing is happening, that there is perfect health taking place. I declare that our relationships are whole, that there is a way and there are ways in which love simply resonates in, as, and through each one of us, that understanding takes the place of any disjointedness, of any confusion, of any angst, of any upset. Understanding, love, light, and grace takes that place. I declare that God is flowing in, as, and through our finances and all of our financial affairs. All of our financial affairs. And that the wealth that we generate is not just for ourselves, but for the entire planet, as we demonstrate that again, indeed, we got this. I am grateful for the world that works for everyone, the world in which everyone has the opportunity to thrive, the world in which we individually and collectively stand on, come from, lean on the everlasting arms of the divine that say again and again and again, I got you. It is with a sense of humble gratitude that I release this prayer to the immutable, perfect, and impeccable law, that always, all the time, 24/7, 365, and in all ways, simply says yes. And if anything in this prayer resonates with you, I invite you to join me in releasing it by collectively declaring, Ashe, Amen, Amen, Aho, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take a very brief moment and say, come to my workshop. We're going to have some fun. As Dr. Edward already said, looking at how we get to unapologetically live from grace, unapologetically walk in the world as religious scientists, unapologetically be this thing that we know works. Amen. Amen. Thank you.